Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio. It's a Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot Rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
This Wednesday edition starts here in about, 15 minutes. Brett Ciancia, Pick 6 Previews, will be with us. And top of hour 2, Blake Ruffino will check in and be our guest. Those are permanent guests on Wednesday. They're on every Wednesday, and they are very, very good at what they do. So that's the guesting today. Again, on this Wednesday edition from the Strike and Spare Studios, the Wilco Kiosk location of the show. And if you do want to dial in, 615-844-5600, that would be the F&M Bank hotline. Tweet us if that's the way you want to communicate, at Bill is King. And you can email the show, billisking7@gmail.com. What was the news on Tuesday? The Big 12 looking bleakly at their future right now, trying to figure some stuff out, put simply by the host of the show, met with the Pac-12. On Tuesday, that would be Bob Bowlsby and George Klafkov. I still don't even know if that's how you pronounce his name. He is the new commissioner of the Pac-12. He assumed that role, I believe, on July the 1st. So he's about a month and change in. And boy, did he walk into a doozy. Wow. Wonder if they discussed this while he was interviewing to replace that absolute douche canoe. It's okay to say that. We checked that with the lawyers, Larry Scott. Wonder if that came up. Yeah, the Big 12 and the Pac-12 met the commissioners to discuss a couple things. One would be a potential merger. Someday, I believe the TV contract for the Pac-12 is through 24 and the Big 12 is through 25. Grant of rights, however you want to term it. And they're discussing, again, either a merger, which would be a 20-team league. I don't know how that would be all that attractive. Without Texas and Oklahoma, I don't think it would be. If you're the Pac-12, how does adding Kansas State, Iowa State, Kansas, Texas Tech, Baylor, I'm just naming a few of them, how does that make you more attractive? Somebody help me with that. But they discussed the future, which is smart business. I'm not saying the meeting wasn't a good idea. And I believe they also discussed, what if we just did some kind of scheduling agreement? Nothing wrong with having this meeting. They do need to have this meeting. They need to discuss the future. They need to figure out, where are we going to get? And folks, let's reiterate something. This is all about the TV money. If you want to be even more specific than just the money, it's all about the TV money. That's where the money is. That's how you get the money. And this is all about the pursuit of the money. It's not about the student athlete. It's not about, let's be fair to people. It's not about equity. It's not about equality. It's not about, let's be nice people. It's not about, let's do things for the less fortunate. It's not about any of that stuff. It's about the acquisition of the most money we can get our grubby little hands on. I'm not saying that's wrong, okay? I'm just saying don't be confused about what this is about. And it doesn't matter, y'all, who you crush on the way to getting the money. It doesn't make a bleep. Whoever you have to stomp out, whoever you have to crush, whoever you may, whoops, accidentally destroy on the way, too bad. I feel bad for you. Now go find something else to do. That's what this is about. And the Big 12 is in scramble mode. Now, they do have a little bit of time here. Not a lot, but they do have some time to try and figure this out. But this is all about the TV money, and it's about making yourself as attractive as you can be for the TV money. Whatever you've got to do to look really nice and cute and pretty for the TV money, that's what you're trying to do right now. And that's what the Big 12 and the Pac-12 are meeting about. And again, I don't blame them at all. These are smart meetings. I don't know if they're going to come to any conclusion that's going to solve much, but might as well try and have proactive, productive meetings and try and figure this out. What can we do? Again, I don't know what they can do. I really don't. I don't know what you can do. If you're the Pac-12, what does that league give you? Now that you're not going to be involved, well, you weren't involved anyways, but if you do come to some sort of agreement with the Big 12, what does that do for you if you're the Pac-12 to make you more attractive without the two brands that really matter, Texas and Oklahoma? The other brands, I am sorry for sounding rude, don't really matter. Not in this world of beauty and TV money. That's what we're looking at. Beauty and TV money. They go together. The prettier you are, the more TV money that will go your way. It's pretty simple. The better you look, the more attractive you are, the more stuff you have, the more eyeballs that want to look at you brings you more of the TV money. That's exactly where we're at here. And I don't know what agreement. Let's say they don't do anything as a merger, and they may not. I don't even know if that's realistic or not. It may or may not be. I think that's unclear. But let's say they come up with a scheduling agreement. Okay, so Oregon is now going to play Kansas State, and Southern Cal is now going to play Texas Tech, and Washington is now going to play Baylor. I can't wait for that. Now, I'm a college football fan. That would be fun. I'll watch it. I watch college football. I love it. Doesn't have to be Alabama versus Clemson every day for me. I like all the games. I enjoy them. But does some sort of scheduling agreement between the Pac-12 and Big 12 excite the TV money. Remember now, you have to excite the TV money. Does that excite any of that without Texas and Oklahoma? Now, you tell me that Oregon's going to play Oklahoma. Washington's going to play Texas. That's sexier. That's sexy. It really is. Now, it's not as sexy as Clemson, Georgia coming up here, but it's sexier. But you don't have that option because Texas and Oklahoma have already told you, we don't love you anymore. Whatever we used to have, we don't have anymore. It's over. If we have to hang out with you a couple of more years in an awkward way, we'll do it, but we're out of here. Don't try anything either. We're out of here. That's where we're at. We'll talk to Blake at the top of the hour among other items. We'll talk Miles Brennan. He's got a broken left arm, and he is out for an undisclosed amount of time. He's going to need surgery. They're calling it a serious injury. That could mean most of the year. That could mean the whole season. Again, we don't know. We don't know. Max Johnson, I think, is the better quarterback anyways. Now it is his job. They were still under the assumption that there was a competition between the two, and I assume there was, and camp coming up here was going to determine this, but I think the better quarterback is the one who's healthy. Don't wish any injury on anybody. Feel bad, very bad for Miles Brennan. He's in there battling. He's one of the rare quarterbacks who actually hangs around and keeps fighting. A lot of quarterbacks won't do that. They'll go, and I'm not saying transfer as a quarterback is a bad idea. A lot of times these days it actually works out. But Brennan is one of the rare ones who's not going to do that. Well, at least to date, hasn't done that. He's stuck around through quarterbacks. Really stuck around through not that, well, other than Joe Burrow. But he stuck around through a bunch of quarterbacking that hadn't really been all that good. Other than Joey B. That's a huge exception, obviously. But, yeah, he's got another setback here. We'll talk, among other items, with Blake about that coming up at the top of hour two. But we're clear most of the show. We can go wherever you want to go, 615-844-5600. And if you want to get us on Twitter, at Bill is King. This morning. Tomorrow we'll have Josh Newberg and Chris Landry. Oh, and Brad will be back Friday along with Kevin Hagan. Yeah, Brad's been off for a week or so, been traveling, went back to his Ohio home where he's from, and went visited some of the facilities in Wisconsin, BYU, among some of them. But he'll be back with us on Friday. Yeah, I'm going to get Rusty. Have not locked him in yet, but I will get Rusty somewhere in here this week. No. This week, we'll lock him in. We are presented on this Wednesday, as we are always presented, by the gorgeous Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Traffic's on the increase as expected here on 65, coming up through Brentwood, Franklin, through Williamson County. It's looking good right now as far as interstate accidents as we check out the traffic live here on I-65 at Vietnam Vets. Prince's Hot Chicken is hiring at both locations. You can apply and order online at princeshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
For the one standing guard. For the eagle-eyed. For the knights in shining armor. And for all those who support them. We are Grainger, your experienced safety partner. Offering supplies and solutions for every industry. Committed to helping keep your facilities safe. And your people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or just stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
When was the last time you did something fun with family, friends, coworkers, and clients? What if I told you about a place under one roof that offers affordable entertainment for all ages? That's what you'll find at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers in Donelson, Hermitage, Tusculum, Hendersonville, and Murfreesboro, with bowling, games, food, drink, and entertainment for all ages. Enjoy an enhanced experience in Hendersonville or Murfreesboro, where they feature additional fun with bumper cars, laser tag, roller skating, and more. All locations are open 7 days a week, including holidays. Visit online at strikeandspare.com. Strike and Spare, where fun is bowling.
Prescription products require an online consultation. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
My husband's ED was affecting our marriage. When he first started experiencing ED, it was difficult for both of us. We didn't know who to talk to about it or where to get help. Hims was our answer. Hims connected my husband with a licensed provider online. He was able to get medication to treat his ED at a fraction of the price people pay for the name brand. It was delivered to our door, and guess what? Our sex life is back. It works.
Right now, get your first online provider's visit totally free when you go to 4hims.com/joy. Yep, free. No copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. Just the care you need.
Thanks to Hims, we got our sex life and our marriage back.
To start your free online visit, go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's 4hims.com/joy for your free online visit. FORHIMS.com/JOY.
He's back and we've got him. The George Plaster Show.
Hold on, who is that person?
That was me. Over the bag of Cheetos.
Harry, how long have you been on radio in this market? At what moment do you think when you're doing a live bid, it's okay to open Cheetos on the air?
What in the hell?
Live, local, George Plaster. Weekdays starting at 2 on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
Hashtag fat side up, tweet to Bill at Bill is King to enter the arena of ideas.
Wednesday's Pick 6 Previews joins us. Brett, Coach Marshall here was just pointing out on Twitter, Penn State in the class of 22, right now ranked number one in recruiting. What's going on up there?
Yeah, good morning, Bill. The people are talking up here in Penn State territory. Yeah, they've been talking for a while about this 22 class, a return to the top of the recruiting rankings, and really reclaiming the Pennsylvania footprint of recruits. So because they took somewhat of a step back in 2021, that class, and they allowed some out-of-state teams to come in. Maryland, they get some big prospects in the region, but 22, they've really locked down, and right now they're number one in the overall nation. I know it's way early, but that's a good sign.
Yeah, things can change on those numbers, but yes, number one ranking, and I don't think anybody's ever questioned the angle of James Franklin from a being able to sell something point of view. That's the best thing he does.
Yeah, and I mean, look at what he did at Vanderbilt, too. That was one of the more impressive coaching runs out there when you think of program context and program history. And what he was able to accomplish there was incredible. And then fast forward now to Penn State. I know that Bill O'Brien helped save the program there in 2012 and 2013, but really with Franklin, he elevated it quickly after the sanctions, after the scholarship reductions that Penn State had to go through. You know, a few years later, a nice offensive coordinator hire with Joe Moorhead, and they win the Big Ten. So, yeah, impressive what he's done there. The recruiting's always been there. The branding always been there. So this would just be the next step, taking it from top 15 area in recruiting to a top five or even a number one class is incredible. So, especially given the geography. I mean, most of the recruits out there, the top 300 or top 500, they're based in the Southeast, or Texas or California or Florida, you know, right, or Georgia. So to pull this off in Pennsylvania is impressive.
The Big 12 and Pac-12, the commissioners, met on Tuesday to discuss what they could do perhaps as a tandem in the future, whether it's merge or come up with some kind of scheduling agreement. Do you see any attractiveness there in that topic?
Well, I mean, at this point, it's hard to really evaluate any of this stuff. It's crazy. I just don't know what the end game is. I mean, because yeah, I think you need to first determine what the end game is and work backwards. So if we're pretty much set on going to these super leagues, these super conferences, then I guess you just try and start to find strategic mergers as quickly as possible. But I don't understand it. I mean, we've talked, I like the old history, the old regionality of the sport, and now you're going to have West Virginia flying to Oregon on Wednesday nights to play volleyball. It just, you know, it doesn't make sense, but who knows? Maybe it's a football-only agreement. Maybe it's just some non-conference matchups to fill out their schedule. We'll have to wait and see. But, yeah, interesting there. Interesting with Kansas and the Big Ten. Talks are happening, apparently. But, again, it's crazy. We don't know what's happening behind closed doors or what the total end game is.
I look at it from a Pac-12 point of view. Without Texas and Oklahoma, you've got eight teams left. How would merging with Kansas, Kansas State, Baylor, Texas Tech, etc., make you better?
Yeah, well, I guess it would just be the old, you know, the geography footprint of TV, TV eyeballs, that old thing. It reminds me of the 2011 and 2010 conference realignment carousel. So, I don't know. If we're still stuck in the TV footprint thing, then at least you're adding the Midwest, you're adding Texas, maybe unlock some recruiting pipeline down there in Texas. I'm not sure. I'm not sure what the goal is. But you're right that I don't know what the point of adding all eight of those is. Maybe pick off one or two and move your league up to 14 teams. Maybe add a team out west like BYU or Boise State if you want to go to 16. But I'm not sure what a 12-team league in the Pac-12 wants to add eight, and all eight, too. That's the thing, add all eight from the Big 12. I don't know how much value some of those are really bringing the Pac-12 individually.
Yeah, we were just talking. This is obviously, and you've already referred to it, this is about the TV money. All of this is, if you want to boil it down, it's not about anything else but the acquisition of the most TV money you can get for your league. And again, I've got no problem with that. We know that. It's sometimes cloaked as something different, but it's the acquisition of the TV money. And the question is, if you're the Pac-12 and you add Lawrence, Kansas, and you add Manhattan, Kansas, and you add Waco, Texas, and you add Lubbock, Texas, how does that make you more attractive to the TV people to write a bigger check? From what I understand, the Pac-12 TV deal is about the same as the Big 12 TV deal, money-wise. So if you merged, how does that make that number bigger? And maybe, Brett, there's a TV exec who can explain that to me, but I don't understand that.
Yeah, you make a good point, too, because then you're talking about, so yeah, maybe the gross number goes up. Maybe you're adding all that value from Texas, but then remember that you're dividing it by all the same number of schools. So
you're feeding just, more mouths.
Yeah, it's the bigger pie, but it's the same slice for everybody. I don't know. So that's a great point you bring up there. And yeah, it is all about TV. If it weren't about TV, you'd have Boise State in the Pac-12 by now, because if it was football only, they've proven over 25 years that they belong in a Power 5 league. BYU has, of course, the history going back all the way to the 70s and 80s. So, if it was up to me, if it was strictly just football and there weren't any other, you know, logistical issues or any other TV deals to go with, I'd love to see those two West Coast teams stick together. I'd love to see the Texas team stick together. I mean, if they doubled down on their region and their, you know, their regional footprint in the Big 12 and they added, say, like an SMU and a Houston and really just and stayed within their region, that'd be cool. But, we all know that's not going to happen. I know that it's all about the TV money, too, and I'm just a football dreamer here. I'm wanting to go back. Everyone's moving forward with this. I just want to go back to the old days, but it's never going to happen.
Brett Ciancia, pick six previews here in a second. We'll let you know how you can get all of his content. Miles Brennan has an injury to his left arm. He's a righty thrower, but they're saying this will require surgery down at LSU. And he's going to be out for an undetermined amount of time, apparently a long time. And Blake Ruffino down in Louisiana will be with us here in a little bit. Maybe we'll get more specifics. When handicapping, Brett, that quarterback race that we thought we were about to get here in camp between Brennan and Max Johnson, I thought Johnson was the better quarterback. But what does that do to your perception, if any, when it comes to LSU?
Yeah, well, you mentioned Blake. He does a great job there. I was on his show about a week ago talking about the preseason preview book that I wrote, talking LSU, talking SEC, everything. So he does an excellent job. He'll have more insider info. But as it relates to LSU, yeah, I actually had Max Johnson pegged as a starter in my book. I thought that what he provided last year after TJ Finley was excellent. He was, you know, I think his skill set fits better, too, with the RPO game. He's going to add more on the ground and through the air. I mean, he was clutch toward the end of that season. So I liked him to win the job anyway, even if it was a three-man race. Now, of course, it looks a lot different now a couple months later, where you have TJ Finley transfer out to Auburn. You have Miles Brennan, the fifth-year player there, now injured and knocked out. So you go from a crowded room with transfers to very thin now. So as it relates to the starter, I had him pegged anyway as a starter. But now you're talking depth issues, where any kind of hit for if he's knocked out for a game or two, you're very thin there. So starter-wise, it stays the same for me, but depth-wise, that certainly hurts losing him.
Yeah, you lose your starter. You lose Max Johnson to an injury, and their opener is UCLA. And quarterbacks do get dinged up. Then you are going to a quarterback who has no experience at all, which we could say, well, Max Johnson and Finley didn't have any last year either. But, yeah, it thins you out a lot, doesn't it, without Brennan?
Yeah, of course, and it's such a physical league in the SEC, and you mentioned UCLA. They're going to have one of their better teams in a long time, better than all the other Chip Kelly teams they've had. So, yeah, and just quarterback, the way that they want to run him, too, in the RPO game, he'll take a lot of hits. So you always just want to have that safety valve. And Miles Brennan, not to diminish him and call him a safety blanket, but, quality 4 or 5 year guy on campus that has started games and had number one reps in practice, of course that's valuable. So without him there, you lose that extra layer, and it'll be a lot more variable. Hopefully Max Johnson stays okay and can lead this thing for 13-plus games, but we'll see.
Brett Ciancia, Pick Six Previews. Leave us with this. We were talking yesterday, obviously somewhere here in the future, maybe sooner than later, Texas and Texas A&M have to play again in football. That's the topic here, football. And we were looking at Brad Powers' power rankings, and A&M's about a 7-point number better than Texas. If they had to play this year, how would you handicap that game?
Yeah, so I definitely would have A&M favored. Related to my rankings, I have A&M 8th in the nation and Texas down at, I think, 18th. So there's a nice gap there.
Yeah,
I like 7. You know, I'll go with 7, a full touchdown better. I think the more interesting way of looking at it, since they won't play for 5 years or so, would be over the first 10 times they play, what's it going to be? How are you going to cut that up? And given program trajectories, the way these are recruiting, the staffs, now, granted, I guess the staffs might change in 5 years, but, just assuming that the next 10 times they play, I'd probably go A&M 7, 7-3, something like that. And, as I'm saying this hypothetical, it's kind of funny to think because 5 years from now it could be two completely different staffs. But, I'm excited to have that rivalry back. It was one of the important ones to college football that went away from the last wave of realignment. So I guess there is a silver lining this time around. Usually we don't get any silver linings, but this time you do get some historic rivalries back. You get Texas-Arkansas back, too, the old Southwest Conference. So, yeah, I mean, that'll be a great one to come back. They can't dodge each other anymore. No more excuses.
Okay, I lied to you. One more. Josh up in London, Ohio. Quinn Ewers from the Dallas area, number one ranked player in the class of 22 at any position, quarterback, has been committed to Ohio State, announced here recently, I'm not playing my senior year. I'm going on to Ohio State. I'm reclassifying to the class of 21, and I've got a bunch of NIL money coming to me. your thoughts, though. Josh wants to know your thoughts on the quarterback race coming up in camp at Ohio State. Do you still handicap Stroud as the starter?
Yeah, well, what a great problem to have if you're Ryan Day, right? It's a very crowded room. 3 5-star quarterbacks. They probably start almost anywhere else in the country, each of them. So, yeah, it's a great problem to have. I think that yours will be too young and too fresh to come in. You're talking about really a high school senior, very late in the process, no spring ball, no summer camp. I mean, we're talking it's August right now. He's going to make it just in time for fall camp. I think Stroud is the safer pick to start day one. He, you know, he's 2 years on campus now. He has a five-star billing himself. He won the Elite 11 a few years back, that quarterback competition, and rose up the depth chart last year. Was Fields' backup, scored a 50-yarder, the only carry he had. So it's very limited sample size, but he was the starter all in spring and looked fine in the spring game. So I'd go Stroud. McCord's in there too, a five-star from Philadelphia, St. Joe's Prep. And then you have Ewers, the X-factor coming in, which himself, he's going to be a case study for this whole NIL and seniors leaving early in high school. And I mean, I hope the best for the guy. I also hope, though, that this doesn't start to damage high school football. It's such a precious thing in Americana. And I want the big money to slow down a bit. I mean, hopefully they get their share when they make it to college and the pros. But man, just you want to have high school football stay pure. So we'll see.
Tell everybody how they can get all your information.
All right, thanks. Yeah, it's picksixpreviews.com and picksixpreviews on Twitter. An annual season preview book now in my 10th year. It's all 66 Power 5 teams, and that's me watching spring games, film, calling coaches, calling coordinators, and it's a one-man show. I'm writing all 66 teams, so picksixpreviews.com.
We'll see you next week. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Bill. See ya.
There he is, Brett Ciancia. Blake Ruffino will join us top of the hour. Always looking forward to that. We are otherwise, though, clear. And I know we've spent a lot of time. We've had a bunch of topics here to take over the show. And rightfully so. Yeah, we determine what goes in all this space we have on the show, right? But a lot of times they just fall right in our lap. And the story about Texas, Oklahoma was a beautiful July Christmas gift. That's right, Christmas right in the middle of the summer. Landed right in our wheelhouse. And you have a lot of other topics. For example, speculation on expansion. Now, let me just say this again. I do want to keep saying this to you. Almost everything you hear about this team looking at this league and this league maybe poaching over here, almost all of that is not true. I'm not saying things can't happen because we know they can, but I would say take 99.9% of everything you see tweeted about the possibility of this or that and delete it out of your memory. It's garbage. Stuff can happen, yeah, but almost all of that is just people losing their minds on Twitter for whatever reason. We'll get the break here coming back. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. We've watched traffic volume increase quite a bit in the last few minutes here on the Linda Parkway near the interstate here in Mount Juliet. As traffic volume increases, leaving Wilson County, headed into Davidson County down the interstate, Nolensville Pike at Tusculum Road. The fire department is still on the scene at the intersection there trying to mop up that earlier crash. Prince's Hot Chicken is now hiring at both locations. You can apply and order online at princeshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
For the ones who know that a little late is always too late, and that the clock doesn't stop just because you're missing a part, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, and our KeepStock inventory management solutions help ensure you have the right stuff in the right place at exactly the right time. Visit Grainger.com/KeepStock to learn more. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Award-winning Davidson Reserve Whiskey is the truest expression of what originally inspired Pennington Distilling Company, based in Nashville, to open a distillery in 2011. It's a reflection of Tennessee heritage that connects Tennessee to a long and storied history of distilling alcohol. Each expression is mashed, distilled, aged, and bottled right on site. Davidson Reserve takes pride in our craft, and we are honored to share it with you. Pick up a bottle of one of our award-winning Davidson Reserve whiskeys from your local retailer today. Award-winning Davidson Reserve Tennessee Whiskey is one of the world's first chances to experience and taste a small batch craft Tennessee whiskey. Taste this locally distilled, aged, and bottled spirit today. Award-winning Davidson Reserve Tennessee Whiskey.
Golfers, it's time to tee it up at Edwin Watts Golf Shops for the biggest Callaway trade-in event of the year. Starting this Thursday through Sunday, bring in any of your old clubs and receive a 75% trade-in bonus towards new Apex irons and Epic woods. Both the Apex and Epic families are designed with artificial intelligence for faster ball speeds. Go to worldwidegolfshops.com or call the store nearest you to schedule your free custom fitting today. Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee.
What in the hell's an internet?
Nashville Sports Radio has been covering Music City for over 20 years. From your radio dial to the App Store, there's no reason you should be without Nashville Sports Radio. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Nash Sports Radio. We would have a TikTok account, but we're old and we don't know what that is. From live games to live streaming, at Nash Sports Radio has you covered. Download the Nashville Sports app to your phone now. Or the puppy gets it. Got biscuits? Kitchen Notes at the Omni Nashville Hotel does, and Bill King loves them all.
All right. FNM Bank Hotline, 615-844-5600. If you do want to dial us up, and again, you're welcome to call anytime. Now, most of what we do here, most of the show is me and my opinion. That's what the show's based on. But when you dial in, we do try and get to you. We may not get to everything, particularly if it's something that's not quite on the topic, but typically we do try and get to you. You know that. Through the years, you know that. And if you do tweet something and it's interesting, we try and get to that as well. Because I do like the interaction. Yeah, I like the cumulative effect of the show. I like being mentally stimulated by you folks. You do that. I think it works both ways. I think I can stimulate you, make you think, but you do the same to me. Works both ways. It's we'll use that word again. Well, it's symbiotic, the relationship when it comes to the show. It works both ways. I do get a lot of times there'll be a topic that I either was going to get to but hadn't got to it yet, or it slipped my mind and somebody will remind me, or sometimes it's a link to a story that I had not even seen. Yeah, you folks are the source of some really newsy items out there that sometimes I don't even notice during the day for whatever reason. It'll slip by me or something, and I'll see it and go, whoa, there's you a story. Yeah, there's you a story. So the Pac-12 and the Big 12 met. And again, smart to me. Smart to look at all your options. Nothing wrong with that at all. But if you are talking about a 20-team league, and again, I don't even know if that's realistic, but let's just, for the fantasy part of this, say they merge. How does that make them more attractive? You've already got TV contracts for 4 and 5 years for both. They're both similar in number. How does that make the TV money per team now? As we were just talking with Brett, the gross number would go up, perhaps. Maybe it wouldn't, but let's just say it stayed the same. How does that make you more attractive? How does that make your intake per team better? Here's what I'm saying. Other than if, the Big Ten could get their hands on, let's say, Southern Cal, Notre Dame. Something wild like that. There's really not a lot that's out there. All these rumors on Twitter, think about it. All these, this team's looking over here. This league is looking over there. Most of that's just, again, just extraneous noise. It's just racket. It's not substantive. But what I'm saying is I don't know that there are any other really attractive what if this happened that would change the TV money for some other league. Yeah, if you could get your hands on Southern Cal Notre Dame, if you're the Big Ten, okay, there's one. But, I mean, how many of those, that's about it, right? How many teams right now are really like, oh, my God, we got to get them left? In college ball. Notre Dame, Southern Cal, and then who? I don't see it. I don't see it. Jeff in, I tell you what, no. Don't pull, Jeff, hang tight. Yeah, hang tight. I am about a minute out here. And that would, I know everybody wants me to not be fair to Jeff in the Borough, like to mistreat him. I'm not going to do that. A polite host does not behave that way. So I'm going to hold it so he can maybe waste 5 minutes of your time when we come back with a bunch of maybe volleyball, marbles, maybe horseback riding. Nothing wrong with horseback riding. It's fun, but I don't know if that goes on a show, right? He could bring that up, maybe the piano team. Maybe the piano team won a national championship somewhere, and you didn't even know about it. Yeah, you weren't even aware of this. We'll find out here. Yeah, we'll find out. I'm sure he's got a bunch of... Maybe the Dodgers won another game that I didn't even know about. Maybe that happened. Like, if you told me right now the Dodgers had not won a game the whole year, I would not know you're wrong. And that's my team. If you told me, Bill, they're undefeated, there's never been a team this far into the season undefeated, I wouldn't know that either. If you told me that they held a press conference 2 days ago and said, you know what, we're canceling. This virus is just too scary. We're out of here. No more play at Chavez Ravine. I wouldn't know that either. Yeah, I would not be aware of any of that. But we're about to find out. Top of the hour, Mr. Blake Ruffino will be with us down in the boot. We'll get a clarification on Miles Brennan. Now, we do know there's an injury. That's clearly reported. But any details there, if there are some, he'll be a guy that will know. Among other things. Yeah, Miles Brennan is not a huge topic on this show, frankly. I didn't even think he was the best quarterback on his roster. But it is a topic going into camp that does thin out things at that position for LSU. We can acknowledge that. Other than that, that's not much of a topic. We'll take the break here with the music, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel.
good morning. We've watched traffic volume increase quite a bit in the last few minutes here on Belinda Parkway near the interstate here in Mount Juliet. As traffic volume increases, leaving Wilson County, headed into Davidson County down the interstate, Nolensville Pike at Tusculum Road. The fire department is still on the scene at the intersection there trying to mop up that earlier crash. Prince's Hot Chicken is now hiring at both locations. You can apply and order online at princeshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Brett Musburger's Action Update. Simple Green is perfect for making your auto, RV, cycling, boating, and other sporting equipment look like new. Visit them at simplegreen.com.
Braves and Cardinals tonight. Atlanta slight favorites on the road, minus 115 on the money line. St. Louis at minus 105. The over-under 9. Drew Smiley getting the start for Atlanta against J.A. Happ for the Cardinals. The UFC heavyweight title on the line Saturday in Houston at UFC 265. Derek Lewis in his hometown will look to upset Ciryl Gane, carrying a perfect 9-0 record into the bout. Gane the minus 350 favorite, Lewis plus 265. Our first glimpse of the 2021 NFL season is tomorrow night with the return of the annual Hall of Fame game. The Dallas Cowboys will face the Pittsburgh Steelers. Pittsburgh a 1.5-point favorite, the over-under 33. For VSiN.com, I'm Trey Westerberg, Nashville Sports Radio.
Ow, that hurts. What is that?
It must be the mosquitoes.
Why are they swarming around us?
Because you set up our tent next to a pond.
I need something for these bites.
How about the Summer Instant Games from the Tennessee Lottery? If you win, maybe the next place we vacation won't be next to a pond.
Hey, can you scratch this for me?
Your back?
No, the ticket.
Play the Summer Instant Games with chances to win up to $1 million only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
You'd be amazed to learn what one Tennessee Lottery ticket can lead to. For you, it could be lucky, but for others, it could open the door to so much more. With more than $6 billion raised for education, the Tennessee Lottery has proudly funded over 1.5 million scholarships and grants. That means, on average, more than 130,000 Tennesseans every year continue their education just because you played. The Tennessee Education Lottery, game-changing, education-benefiting fun.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning. Sunshine, highs near 86. For tonight, mostly clear, 66. For Thursday, sunshine, highs near 88. Thursday night, partly cloudy, lows near 69. For Friday, mostly sunny, highs near 90 degrees. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR, my name is Rocky.
Sports Radio
Sports. Bill King knows a few things.
Blake Ruffino, top of the hour. Jeff in the borough.
What's happening, Bill?
Good morning.
I just want to say, did you say yesterday one of their college football shows, ESPN, they had the president in Texas? I guess he met with some of the legislature in Texas. Did you see that?
I saw the clip on Twitter where one of the senators or something called him out about not winning against lesser opponents or something, right?
Yeah, he one of them said, you're 3-7 against the Horned Frogs. TCU, 3-7 against them. And the senator is a woman, I believe, was.
Right.
Told him, you'd rather get your teeth kicked in by Alabama than you would TCU.
I saw that.
And another one told him, said you didn't make the Big 12 conference better when you was in it. So you just voted for the SEC. What boils down to, that's what it amounts to. So, you know, as far as I'm concerned, Bill, Texas and Oklahoma are living up to the letter of the contract and not join the SEC till 2025, in my opinion. Up to the letter of it. But if they wanted to join next year or 2 years from now, that's what they should have done. It's just that we're joining in 2020, whatever it is. they're under contract, and they don't. They're just this, you know, as bad as jellyfish. It's like A&M was, and then Texas run over them. Again, A&M lets Texas run over them if they want to. Texas is big brother, and A&M's little brother. A&M's got no guts at all. They just well, let them in. Don't make no difference. It makes no difference. Just let them in the league. They're just running over us again like they've been doing for 100 years. So, you know, doesn't really matter. But I know you didn't watch last night, Bill, the Olympics. Kentucky got another gold in the hurdles, 400 meters. Sidney McLaughlin set the world record.
And here's what I don't understand. Here's what I don't understand. I didn't see it. You're right. How is Kentucky getting people in these sprints, gold medals, when we all know there's no speed in Kentucky? Where's this coming from?
They're hurdle you, Bill. We got the gold medal,
yeah, but
400 meters and 100 meters.
You've watched Kentucky all these years. Nobody up there can run. It's the slowest state in America. I don't believe any of this.
Sidney McLaughlin is from New Jersey, Bill. Went to Catholic school in New Jersey.
Oh, so you got to go outside the state to get some speed.
See what it is, Bill. McLaughlin was a one and done in track, like AD and Kid Gears, all that's them for one and done in basketball. She's a one and done in track, Bill. See, she did 1 year and it was enough. She dominated so much, she said, goodbye, I'll go pro and see y'all. So she just became the youngest medalist in Olympic history in the USA last night, 400 meters. And the silver medalist, Bill, Muhammad from USA, she also set the world record, but it wasn't good enough. She got the silver. And Jasmine Camacho Quinn in the 100 meters, she represented Puerto Rico, she got gold. Silver medalist, she's former Kentucky, she got the silver. That's like why we're known as Hurdle U.
I told you, half my relatives, well, more than that probably, are in Kentucky, up in Bardstown, Louisville area, and I've got a son now at Louisville in dental school in his third day of school. Now, here's what everybody in Kentucky does. They either bet on horse racing or they drink whiskey. There ain't nobody up there running, Jeff. Nobody has speed in that state. Don't give me that.
Well, we got a kid, Anthony. We got a kid, Anthony, coming, receiver, next year. He's supposed to be a speed demon. He's from Mississippi, and he's going to run track and play football. And his cousin picked Ole Miss over Kentucky. So, you know, well, that's just the way it goes. But it's just another great night for the Cats. And we got four golds and a silver medal in the Olympics. We might get two more if basketball wins the gold, make it 6-1, half a dozen gold and a silver. So, you know, the BBN keeps rolling and, you know, keep on rolling. Bill, hang in there, Bill. Bill, and your Dodgers are 3.5 out, Bill, in the West, and they lead the wild card. Hang in there, Bill.
There you go. There you have it. All the information. I hope you folks were taking notes. Copious notes. Mental copious notes. I hope you were. Hope you jotted all that down. Yeah, I have, because my mom is from Bardstown, Kentucky. My old Kentucky home. It's Bardstown. You know the old saying, my old Kentucky home. That's Bardstown. And I've got relatives all through there. I couldn't tell you, if you took me right now to Kentucky and you took me to these towns, I would not be able to identify any of my relatives there. That's what kind of relative I am. I couldn't tell you. I wouldn't even know their names, I don't think. I know it's embarrassing. It's true. No, it's true. If you took me up there and said, find your people, the people you are related to, I wouldn't be able to do it. There are people all through there that I'm related to that I will never know. I will never have, at least in my adult life, spoken to. Now, we used to, as kids, go visit. My parents would take us up there or they would come down here, but no. Couldn't even tell you. Wouldn't know. Yeah, I got my son's in dental school. It just started a couple of days ago. It actually started last week, but the first 2 days were like orientation, Thursday, Friday. And then I got a text from him, and he and his girlfriend had gone up to the river, just right up the road there, and they were at a concert over the weekend. So dental school doesn't seem to be all that difficult right now. He's up there watching some band play or something over the weekend. Anyways, no, he's got it under control. Dude gets things done. I'm not worried about him. He's chilling up there, man. He's adjusting to that Louisville, Kentucky life. It showed a big picture of the river and all these big old boats up there and some band on a stage and a bunch of people out there partying. He was having a good old time. Blake Profino, when we come back. Yeah, we'll get a little more serious when we come back. And we've got, 2 hours to fill in. Hours 2 and 3 of this Wednesday edition. No problem. No worries for me at all. Omni Nashville Hotel.